Right now, I'd like to introduce Kent Carlson, our speaker. Kent is an old friend. In fact, we were just talking, and he was working me over because I'm not going to read some kind of mushy poem or something like that to introduce him, you know, to create all this emotion. So Kent first came to camp in 1974. We had a bunch of kids that went up to Stockton Island, and Kent came. And then he spent the next two summers on summer staff, 1995 or 75 and 76. And then he went on and went to school, became a pastor, got married. I'm adding all this stuff on here. He is the husband to Diane and father to Holly and Heidi and Lainey and two grandchildren's Thor. I know it's some Thorin, but it means Thor, right? Thor. I like Thor because it's easier to pronounce. And Brooke. So 11 years ago was the last time that Kent was here spending time with us. And I'd like him to just take a few minutes and talk about what he's going to talk about. And then I'd like to pray for you.
Feels good to be back at Ford. It's also always fun to see Tom preparing early on for the introduction and getting all the information down well. The last time I was here, this was not here. And so I don't know how to speak at a place like this without flies and hail against the tent and everything. So it's going to be, I'm thrilled to be here. This is where I was baptized as a new believer in Christ. Truman was the one who baptized me. And so it's a treat to come back here and to be with you. I know some of you, and most of you I don't. I have lived a portion of my life in Cary, Illinois. There was a Cary person over here, so I'm familiar with the northwest suburbs and such. So it's, but we've been in California for the last 30 years, and today, this week, we're going to talk about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the most central and dominant and pervasive teaching of Jesus while he had his earthly ministry. In fact, it was so important to him, he called the fact that the kingdom of God is here as the good news. This is the good news that we have to bring to people, that the kingdom of God is here among us, accessible to every single one of us. And if that is true, if that is the good news, we're going to talk about what does it mean to orient a church and a life around that good news in such a way that we are learning to live into that and out of that good news, and how we can learn to be with people in a way that is redemptive. And we'll talk about some of the details of that process of transformation, but that'll be more than we can handle in the week that we're together. So, but I'm very much looking forward to it. And we have, I believe, two meetings on the Monday afternoon and a Thursday afternoon, if I believe, for like get-together talks. A couple of the times I'll try to have some interaction at the end. So if you have any questions, you want to argue with me, I am always available for you. So thanks so much. Need some help here, Tom? Oh, he's got a bad, just bad everything just now.
We were just talking about getting old.
Yeah.
He's not quite as old as me, but he's getting there. So let's pray and just dedicate this week to the Lord. Father, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you for drawing all of us together for this week. You're a sovereign God, and nothing takes you by surprise. And so I believe in your sovereignty that we're all here because you wanted us to be here for this special week. I pray for Kent as he preaches to us and teaches about the kingdom of God, that you would bless him, help him to say the things that you want him to say, and help us be wise listeners to understand what he's teaching and to be able to take those things and apply them to our own hearts and lives. We pray for safety this week. We pray for great weather. And God, we just give you this week, and we pray that we'll have a grand time together as we enjoy it. For I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.